With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Fred Tutman guides a motorboat down a wide river in southern Maryland.
So we're on the Patuxent River, roughly the central portion of the 110-mile linear watershed. This is called Jug Bay, which is a park, Anne Arundel County Parks and Prince George's County Park property. It's basically a big nature preserve.
A field of lilies slides past, their heart-shaped leaves floating on the shallow water, bright yellow blossoms just beneath the surface. Tutman, at 57 years old, is a seventh-generation farmer who grew up near the river. He's also a former television reporter and producer, and for the last 11 years, he's devoted his life to running a nonprofit advocacy organization called Patuxent Riverkeeper.
My job is to protect water quality, and the way I approach that is by doing community organizing and rallying people and building enthusiasm amongst the public, empowering people to fight for water quality.
As he speaks, between the trees at the far end of the lake-like expanse, four smokestacks of Maryland's largest coal-fired power plant, called Chalk Point, rise up like dark towers beside the river. It looks almost like the City of Oz, but a dark Oz, looming over the field of yellow lilies.
Well, Chalk Point is a 60s vintage coal-burning power plant. It's an old design that has a number of impacts on the river. It actually pollutes right now at about 40 times its permitted limits out of its discharge pipe into the Patuxent, 40 times a day. It's been doing so for a number of years. So we have an enforcement action going, and we're partnered with the state of Maryland to bring the plant to compliance and to impose fines for its over-the-top discharges.
Back on shore, sitting on a pier, Tutman explained that this lawsuit is one of 10 that he is involved in against polluters on the river. And while that may sound excessive, he argues that lawsuits have been one of the few things that have actually worked to improve the water quality in the longest river entirely inside Maryland's borders. A lawsuit against Maryland by former Calvert County Commissioner Bernie Fowler and allies back in the 1970s forced Maryland and counties to modernize sewage treatment plants along the Patuxent. This reduced pollution for a time, but then suburban sprawl and population growth dumped more runoff pollution into the waterway. Tutman has thrown his body and soul into a continuing fight for the river. He filed a lawsuit against Walmart over a proposal to build a super Walmart in a farm field surrowned by family farms near Bowie. But his litigation also nearly cost him his life.
The very first lawsuit I worked on was within weeks of taking the job as riverkeeper, and we ended up in a situation where I stayed up many days and nights drafting a legal complaint, and at the end of it, I collapsed. I found myself in the cardiac ward. My heart stopped beating.
Tutman woke up in the hospital and eventually recovered, and his 2005 lawsuit against a sewage treatment plant run by the Washington Suburban Sanitary Commission was a victory for the river, resulting in a settlement that paid for repairs at the facility that reduced water pollution. But the near-death incident also taught him a lesson. He can't be a guardian only of natural resources. He must also be a good steward of his own personal resources, his time, his energy, his health, and his heart. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.